I'm Kenneth Weitstam, professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So today I'm going to talk about a quote from Chuck Close. He wrote, "Here's the dilemma and the strength of photography. It's the easiest medium in which to be competent, but it's the hardest medium in which to have personal vision that is readily identifiable." And I was thinking about that and about how you can go to any Christmas holiday performance at any middle school, and kids who did not have any ability to play an instrument in September are now sitting on stage, blowing their horns and playing their violins, playing the Christmas songs. They went from something to nothing, or they went from nothing to something in a very short time. And you can do that too. If you always wanted to play the guitar, it's really simple to go from nothing to something. You can play three chords. You can sing some Dylan tunes, some Beatles songs. Going from something to something great is way, way more difficult. Going from something great to unique, well, there's only a handful of people like that. The Bob Dylans, Mark Knopfler on guitar, Prince, Brian May from Queen on guitar, who have distinctive styles that you can hear and you can say, okay, they aren't like everybody else. And it's true for painters and it's true for photographers. It's difficult to get to that point. Some of it is how much you're celebrated and promoted and your work is seen in public places like magazines and newspapers and gallery shows and museum shows. So it always frustrates me when I see somebody who just got a camera last Christmas and this summer they're putting out a shingle calling themselves a professional photographer. And they're even offering workshops on how they can teach you how to be a photographer. I've heard that the most money being made by photographers these days is selling courses to other photographer wannabes. In fact, it may not just be the most, it might be the only way that people are making money, because there are just so many photographers. In my own town, in a three square mile area, I went on Google and I saw there are 27 photographers. For a town of under 100,000 people, there are 27 photographers. And that's just because of the limit of that Google search and the 3 mile radius that I looked into. I bet if you scroll out some, you'll find more. Well, what does that mean to New York and Chicago and Omaha and Salt Lake City and Los Angeles and all of these other places where you have many more square miles of people? And it's easy to hang your shingle. The barrier for entry is very low. You just have to say, I'm a photographer. And you put yourself on Google. And Google doesn't distinguish between experienced pros and newcomers. And you can say you just have to be better than them if you're an experienced photographer with vision. But even that, I don't know that you can make it through the sheer quantity of people putting out queries and submitting to art directors on a daily basis to the point where they don't want to even open up those queries because there's just too many of them from too many people. And the ones with vision aren't even seen because of that sheer quantity of people tapping those art directors on the shoulder. Anyway, I'm fascinated by what the future of photography is. In 1900, if you owned a camera, you had a business because very few people had a camera. Now, everybody has a camera on every street corner. And where does the unique vision, where does the Bob Dylan, where does the Van Gogh of photography show up today? And when they do, will they be noticed? All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.